language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
More segments heard from in the debate over whether or not area schools will reopen in the fall. The teachers are not so sure they want to come back. CBS 19's Carly Haynes has the story.
If we had been able to involve them in the process, then we wouldn't have gotten so many of those questions today.
Many ACPS teachers signed a petition that they released Wednesday. It said they wanted something in place requiring everyone in the building to wear a mask. They also wanted the option to teach virtually without penalty, especially if someone has an underlying health condition. The communications officer for Albemarle County School Division, Phil Giaramita, says they will offer a mask mandate and cover health care for any employee that contracts COVID. Also, potential virtual teaching for those who prefer it.
The weekly response to the president's radio address will be made by Virginia Congressman Don McEachin, and he'll be using it to call on the Senate to follow the House's lead and pass police reform.
Our communities are tired of watching African Americans maimed or killed with no accountability from our justice system. Americans tire of the endless hashtags and of shouldering the compounding weight of our collective grief, pain, and rage.
McEachin argued the proposal from the Senate Republicans doesn't go far enough. He said Americans deserve serious legislation that fights the epidemic of racial injustice and police brutality.
We cannot go back to business as usual until America shows with action that Black lives matter.
If you take Louisa Road to work, you're going to need to make extra time on Monday. The Virginia Department of Transportation says pavement patching work will take place between Shadwell and Keswick between 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
His conviction stands, but Roger Stone won't be heading to prison. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Days before Stone was set to report to federal prison, President Trump commuted the sentence of his longtime friend and confidant.
A statement by the White House saying Roger Stone's already suffered greatly. He was treated very unfairly, as were many others in this case. Roger Stone is now a free man. He was convicted back in November and sentenced to 40 months in prison, found guilty of lying and witness tampering in a congressional investigation.
Fox says Kevin Cork, Stone still plans to appeal his conviction. The White House says it's not amnesty. It's